In this time of Aser Shimei Tshuva, I thought it would be worthwhile to focus on one dimension of tshuva, which involves the proper way to do tshuva for sins bein adam l'chaveiro, for interpersonal sins. We know that the Mishnah in Yoma teaches us that aveiros bein adam l'makom, those sins that we did to God, if I eat non-kosher or the like, so Yom HaKippurim atones for those sins. But aveiros bein adam l'chaveiro, interpersonal sins, Yom Kippur does not atone for. The Mishnah says, "Ein Yom HaKippur mechaper ad sheyiratzes chaveiro." You have to appease your friend. In order to attain kapara for an aveiros bein adam l'chaveiro, you have to be meratzes chaveiro, you have to appease your friend. And the Mishnah derives this from a pasuk that it says, "Ki bayom hazeh yechaper aleichem letar eschem mikol chatoseichem lefnei Hashem." Zot the Mishnah, your sins lefnei Hashem, your sins to God, those sins are atoned for with Yom HaKippurim. However, your sins bein adam l'chaveiro, those sins Yom HaKippurim does not atone for, and you have to ask your friend mechila. I remember in elementary school, and I think I'm not the only one, it became like a whole joke. Yemaychame, blah, blah, blah. And the funny thing about the way we do mechila today is that precisely the people who we have to ask mechila from, we don't ask. And those people who we never really offended in any genuine way, those are the people, yemaychame. And it's really an improper way of doing it, and it's a serious business. And sometimes as adults, we think that mechila is something that is for the kids in grade school. But as adults, we think we don't have to ask for mechila, and especially those people who we genuinely wronged, who most often, by the way, are the people who are closest to us on some level, our spouse, our roommates, people like that, those are the people who we probably hurt the most over the course of the year. Those are the people we have to ask mechila from, and it has to be a genuine mechila, because aveiros bein adam l'chaveiro, Yom HaKippurim doesn't atone for. Rav Huttner, in his Sefer Pachad Yitzchak on Yom HaKippurim, he raises the following question. Why does the Mishnah have to tell me that aveiros, why does the Mishnah in Yoma have to say that aveiros bein adam l'chaveiro are not atoned for unless you ask mechil, unless it's yiratz es chaveiro? The Mishnah in Bava Kama says that if I injure you, so I have to pay damages. Right? People did this in Daf Yomi not that long ago. It's still within some sort of memory. And the Mishnah says that even though I pay up, atol bishu nosin lo, eno nimcha lo, ad sheyivakesh mimenu. That even though you pay up, still, mechila doesn't happen until you ask for mechila. In other words, if I hit you, I damage you, I take some of your money, so the Mishnah Bava Kama says that even though I pay the money, there's no mechila, I have to ask for mechila. Unless you ask for mechila, it doesn't count. The Gemara, the Mishnah, I should say, derives this from a pasuk by Avraham Avinu, atol hashev eshes ha'ish ki navihu. Apparently, it's not enough that you're going to return the wife, hashev eshes ha'ish ki navihu. That's not enough, right? Then the pasuk continues, v'hispalo ba'ad chodachiyeh, that they'll daven for you, that you should live. In other words, right, Avraham Avinu is going to daven. What's the continuation of the pasuk? Avraham will daven. The answer is, don't think you attain mechila just by giving the item back. Again, the item in this case is a wife. What can we do? But don't think you attain mechila that way. No, you have to be meratzes chaver. It has to be v'espala b'yadcha v'chiyeh. You have to daven for the person to that Avraham Avinu has to daven for you. So, Frek Rav Huttner, how come you have a Mishnah in Bava Kama that teaches me this din, and the Mishnah in Yuma repeats it, or the other way? Why do we need two different Mishnayos to teach the same exact halacha? That's Rav Huttner's question. And the answer that's given to this question really touches on the core of tshuva of Yom HaKippurim, especially with respect to bein adam l'chaveiros. I'd like to present a couple of different approaches, either two approaches or three approaches, depending how much time we have. We'll present a few different approaches. If you read the Mishnah in Bava Kama carefully, The Mishnah in Bava Kamma never says that you have to be Meichel Me. You see, the Mishnah in Yuma says that Yom HaKippurim doesn't atone for Aveiros Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, actually Yiratzes Chaveiro, until I appease my friend. But in Bava Kamma, it doesn't say that you have to become appeased. The Lashon in Bava Kamma says, actually Yivakesh Mimenu, I have to ask from you. Now, this is my own idea, so if you don't like it, blame me. But I think there's a fundamental difference between the Mishnah in Yoma and the Mishnah in Bava Kamma. The Mishnah in Yoma is saying that for the tshuva of Yom HaKippurim, it has to be Sheyiratzes Chaveiro. In other words, I have to approach you, and I have to ask you for mechila, and you have to grant that mechila. If you don't say, Shvortz, I'm Moichel you, it doesn't count. But in Bava Kamma, when we're not talking about Yom HaKippurim, so all you need is actually Yivakesh Mimenu. You just have to ask for mechila. And if the guy doesn't grant the mechila, on a certain level, if the guy doesn't grant the mechila, you are Yotze because you asked. And that is enough. Now, I'm sure you're scratching your heads and saying, one second, what are you talking about? How does asking mechila accomplish anything if the fellow doesn't grant you mechila? So I would argue that I have a Bach who supports me. The Bach writes that b'shas mechila sarech lefareit hachet l'chaveiro. The Bach says that when I did wrong to you, and I ask you for mechila, I have to spell out what I did wrong. The Magen Avraham jumps up and down, and he spits wooden nickels, and the Magen Avraham says, no, 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 you don't have to be mefarit, you don't have to spell out what you did wrong. Zok the Magen Avraham, im chaveiro mispayish bazeh, lo yefarit oso. If you'll be embarrassed. Now, as I walk over to you, sometimes I did an aveira to you, and you don't know that I did an aveira to you. No? Let's give an example. Very common aveira ben adam l'chaveiro, lashon hara. Right? Sometimes I spoke lashon hara about somebody, and the person doesn't even know that I spoke lashon hara. Right? Someone asks me a question about so and so, and I frown. Him, her. You know, you could, the more high pitched, the more dismissive you are, obviously. But you can just dismiss a person with a little, that's lashon hara, and that could end up hurting the person, no? Because maybe someone was approaching me to ask a question about a shidduch, or a question about entering a financial relationship with this person, and because I'm dismissive, they don't do it. They don't enter the business relationship. They don't make the shidduch. So my lashon hara, my dismissive comment, really hurts. But you don't know about it. You'll have no idea why you didn't get the job. Or you have no idea why he didn't go out with you, or why she didn't go out with you, depending on which side of the mechitza. Right? You have no idea why it happened. You don't know it's because of the lashon hara. So there's a machlokes about this point that I think connects this machlokes Bach and Magen Avraham. The Chofetz Chaim writes in the Sefer Chofetz Chaim, in his book about lashon hara, that I have to ask mechila from you, even though you don't know that I did something wrong. That's what the Chofetz Chaim says. Because it's an aveir ben adam l'chaveiro, you have to ask mechila. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, who was the great Baal Musar, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter disagreed with the Chofetz Chaim, no? Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said that you don't ask mechila for an aveira that the person doesn't know, because, Zakta Bisrael Salanter, I'm going to walk over to you, and I'm going to say, Shmerel, Genendel, I'm just trying to pick names that obviously are not here in Mount Sinai, Shmerel, Genendel, you know, you didn't get that job, you know why you didn't get it? Because I said Lashon Hara, and by the way, I feel terrible, I feel really bad that I did it. You know what's going to happen when you do that? The person's going to feel even worse. The person's going to say, oh my gosh, right? It's bad enough. I felt terrible that I didn't get the job, or I didn't get the date, or whatever it was. And now, right, you're telling me why? Because of the Lashon Hara, because I said that you're less than fully honest. I said that you haven't filled out a tax released in the last 20-some odd years, or whatever it is, right? That could really hurt. And then the person feels even worse, because it brings it all back, right? The pain of not getting the job comes back, and they realize that they didn't get it because of you. So if Yisrael Salanter says, don't ask mechila for Lashon Hara when the person doesn't know about it, because you could hurt the person much worse. This, by the way, seems to be an exact parallel between the Machlokes Bach and Magen Avraham, no? The Bach says, a chiddush in the Bach, that not only do you have to be mefarik the chait on Averis Ben Odom Lamokam, you have to specify what you did wrong, right? That's what we do all day on Yom Kippur, right? Al chait shechotanu lefanecha with this, that, and the other thing. But the Bach says, even Ben Odom Chaveros, you have to specify. And the Magen Avraham says, no, don't specify if the person on the receiving end will feel worse because of it. That's what the Magen Avraham says. That's exactly the machlokis between the Chafetz Chaim and Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. According to tradition, the Chafetz Chaim wanted to get a haskama on his Sefer Chafetz Chaim, and he went to Rabbi Yisrael Salanter and he says, can you please, write a letter of approbation on my book? Rabbi Yisrael Salanter refused to be maskim on the Sefer. He refused to write a haskama because he felt that this halacha was wrong. Okay. Now, we have to ask a question, though. The Magen Avraham seems to be intuitively much more correct, no? Rabbi Yisrael Salanter seems to be intuitively much more correct. If by asking you mechila, I'm going to hurt you more, so why should I do another aveira? I'm trying to rectify my sins. I'm going to ask you mechila, and you'll be hurt even more. Why on earth would I do that? What's the pshat in the Bach? How come the Chafetz Chaim says you have to ask mechila anyway? So the idea might be that part of mechila, part of having our sins atoned, is I need to be embarrassed that I did a sin. No, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva that Ketan Misvaden, Haidu Vidui, you say, Ona Hashem Chatosi Avisi Pashati Lefonecho, Asisi Kach Vekach, Bahare Nichamti Uboshti B'masai. The Rambam writes that part of the vidui is, I say, nichamti, I feel bad that I did it, uboshti, and I'm embarrassed. Embarrassment is critical to attain mechila. Zuck the Rambam, if you're not embarrassed, you don't have that sense of blushing, that sense that, we know what being embarrassed is. If you don't feel that, the Rambam says, there's no real mechila. So I would argue that the reason why the Chafetz Chaim and the Bach before him said, I have to ask mechila from you, even though it's going to hurt you more on a certain level, is because by specifying what I did wrong, I have busha. I feel terrible about what I did. By the way, shuva, the haftarah for this week, is the same letters as busha. No? You just flip the letters around. Tshuva and busha is the same letters. Busha is a core component of tshuva. And in order to have kapara, in order to be atoned for your sin, you have to have the busha. So the Bach and the Chafetz Chaim felt you have to ask the person mechila. And I think this might be the answer to our riddle also. The Mishnah Bava Kama says, if I did something bad to you, I steal from you, I injure you, so I have to ask you mechila. But the Mishnah never said you have to grant mechila. So we ask a question, what's accomplished by asking mechila? Right? The Lashon HaMishnah is, right? Sarach yivakesh mimenu, you have to ask. It doesn't say that you'll grant. I'll tell you what's accomplished. What's accomplished is that when you ask for mechila, you're embarrassed. It's really embarrassing to go over to someone and say, Genendol, I hurt you. I did something really bad. That's really embarrassing. So the idea is that the busha is a core component, and that's maybe the pshat in the Mishnah in Bava Kama. For Yom HaKippurim, apparently, it's not enough. You need the mechila to be granted, and we'll have to elaborate on this more. I have a raya to this idea, that asking mechila, even when mechila is not granted, is something that accomplishes. Asking mechila, even if you don't grant me mechila, really accomplishes a lot. And the proof is from the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Let's say I sin to a person, and then the person dies. No? So what do? You go to the Beis Olam, you go to the cemetery, and you bring 10 people, and you ask Mechila. Now, the guy who I'm asking Mechila from is not saying Macholach, Macholach. Right? Ereshayim Bagrubin. He's already buried. So, he is not granting me Mechila. What am I accomplishing? How come I'm going to the cemetery to ask Mechila from this dead person who I hurt? By the way, one of the most moving things in the Torah Mother Journal is Rabbi J.J. Schachter once published a bunch of letters in the Sri Dei Eish, and then the students of the Sri Dei Eish felt that he shouldn't have published those letters because some of those letters were somewhat insulting to the Sri Dei Eish. So Rabbi J.J. writes at the end of the article, where he discusses why he published it and whether it was right or wrong, he writes, and I went to the Sri Dei Eish's kever, I went to his grave, and I brought 10 people, I asked Mechila. That's the halacha. You have to go and ask Mechila from the person who you hurt. But what's accomplished? And why do you bring 10 people? I'll tell you why. Because part of kapara is busha. You gotta be embarrassed. And when I go and I'm there in front of the kever and there's a minion around, Allah has come of a kama, people see and I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed what I did. And that accomplishes the mechila. That's why I have to ask. So I would argue that the reason why asking mechila is important, even when no mechila is granted, is because of precisely this point, because of the busha. That's approach number one. Let's move on to approach number two. If we have some time, we'll do the third approach. But the second approach can be said in two ways. It can be said in a less extreme way and in a more extreme way. When I sin to you, when I hurt you, when I insult you, when I damage you, when I take something that's yours. So, I am not only doing an Aveira bin Adam l'chaveiro, I'm also doing an Aveira bin Adam l'makom. No? It's not just that I hurt you when I insult you and when I take stuff from you, but it's also bin Adam l'makom. God said, don't do that. Right? So there's two dimensions to every Aveira bin Adam l'chaveiro. One could argue that there's a difference between the Mechila of Yom HaKippurim and the Mechila all year long. All year long, if I go over to you and I say, you know what, I hurt you, let's assume you have to give me, you have to grant me Mechila. So the Mechila is granted. And that's fine. I'm okay. The Mechila is granted. But on Yom HaKippurim, because we're trying to atone both for Averis Bein Adam L'Chaver and Bein Adam L'Makom, so if I go over to you and I say I hurt you, even if you grant me Mechila, but that might not accomplish anything on this sin. Because the sin that I did, the thing I did wrong to you, is both Bein Adam L'Chaver and Bein Adam L'Makom. And because there are both dimensions to it, unless I'm also doing tshuva to Hashem, when I steal from you, it's not just that I hurt you, but I'm also sinning to God. And unless I also do real tshuva, what we call tshuva, so the Averos Bein Adam L'Makom, this particular Avera might not be granted kapara. What we're trying to say is that for Yom HaKippurim there's a package deal. This sin that I did is either completely atoned for or completely not atoned for. And if I hurt you, so even if I ask you for Mechila, that's only part of the picture. I better clap al chait. I better turn to God and say, Hashem, I did something wrong. And if I don't do that, then this sin is not atoned for. That's the least extreme way. This is the way the Chidah says it. Others have this as well. But the commentary of the Rif on the Ein Yaakov. Now, the Ein Yankiv is the Sefer. Actually, I believe at one time in this shul, they used to teach Ein Yaakov between Mincha and Ma'ariv. I know this because when we were cleaning out, when we did construction, there was a few sets of Ein Yaakov here. So why we had so many sets of Ein Yaakov, presumably, maybe Rabbi Schneidman remembers. Is this, apparently, at one point in the shul, they were teaching in Yaakov. It was like a common thing. On the in Yaakov, there's a number of commentaries. One of the commentaries is the commentary of the Rif. It's not the standard Rif. It's not Rabbi Yitzchak Alfasi. It's Rabbi Yeshaya Pinto. It's a different commentary. Rabbi Yeshaya Pinto on the in Yaakov says as follows, that if I don't ask my friend for mechila, Averos bin Adam lechavero, Ein Yom HaKippurim mechaper. If I don't turn to you and ask you for mechila for those Averos bin Adam lechavero, Zokta Yeshaya Pinto, I get no atonement at all on Yom HaKippurim. Even my Averos bin Adam lamakom, I could be sitting there clapping al chet all day for the amount of tray food that I ate and for the amount of times I wasn't careful about keeping Shabbos. I'm clapping al chet all day. But it doesn't affect things unless I also clear up those Averos bin Adam lachavero. Yom HaKippurim doesn't atone for me. That's a fascinating idea. Rabbi Yeshaya Pinto is saying, and the Lashon of the Mishnah really sounds this way, Averos bin Adam lachavero, Ein Yom HaKippurim mechaper achi ratzes chavero. Unless I ask you for mechila, Yom HaKippurim brings zero atonement. There's no kapara. No kapara at all. That's what Rabbi Yeshaya Pinto says in his commentary in the Ein Yaakov. Of course, we have to ask why this would be true. Why would it be that Lameisa, I'm clapping al chet with all sincerity. I ate non kosher, I was mechalal Shabbos, I'm clapping al chet with all sincerity. How come just because I didn't ask my friend Mechila for the one or two things I did over the course of the year, how come I don't get any kapara at all on Yom Kippur? It's like a frightening comment of Rabbi Yeshaya Pinto. How come there's zero kapara at all? So there are a number of ways of saying this, but they all get in the same direction. Rabbi Willig has a piece about this in his Sefer Am Mordechai on Moed. Rav Hutner has a different piece in the Pachad Yitzchak. They say it in slightly different nuskaos. And the Rav develops an idea which really leads to this whole shtickl. Yom HaKippurim has kapara for the yachid and there's kapara for the tzibur, no? We know that the kapara of Yom HaKippurim comes about because we're part of the tzibur. The real kapara happened bisman hamikdash with the sayer hamishtaleach. That the real kapara happens because we're part of the tzibur. To be part of the tzibur, to be part of the community, there are certain requirements. One of those requirements is that you're part of the tzibur. We're all together. If I hurt somebody, when I insult a person, that means on a certain level, I destroyed the tzibur element. Because now there's a barrier between me and him and me and her. Now there's something that prevents us from being a complete group. And when we're not a complete group, or when the tzibur doesn't include me because of this sin that I did, I am out of the group. Because either you're part of the group completely or you're not. You can't be part of the group for 99% of the people. Right? The group is Klal Yisrael. And if I hurt you and I'm not part of the group, so on a certain level, there's going to be no kapara for Yom HaKippurim. There are different ways of saying this. Rabbi Willig maintains that there are two different kaparas in Yom HaKippurim. There's the kapara of the tzibur and there's kapara of the yachid. And even though I don't get kapara of the tzibur, but I could still get my individual kapara. Rav Hutner says in the more extreme version, Rav Hutner says when I sin to you and I create these barriers and I destroy the cohesiveness of the tzibur, so that means that kapara can't work at all. Because if I'm not part of the tzibur, there's no kapara. Part of Yom HaKippurim, the whole idea is that it's Pesach Ami Anochi Yoshaves, right? We recognize that the kapara comes to all of Klal Yisrael. We have to be part of the tzibur. It's so important to ask mechila from people. Because if you don't ask mechila, then there's a chisaron, there's some lack in the tziburness, in the cohesiveness, in the fact that we're a unit, and we have to make sure that for Yom HaKippurim we are part of the Tzibur. So again, we have this question: how come there are two Mishnayos, a Mishnah in Bava Kamma and a Mishnah in Yuma, that both speak about asking Mechila? So the first approach we said is that the Mishnah in Bava Kamma is only about asking Mechila, but Mechila doesn't have to be granted. The second approach is different. The second approach is saying that on Yom HaKippurim, the tshuva requires such a degree that if you don't ask Mechila from your friend, you get no kapara on Yom HaKippurim. In Yom HaKippurim Mechaper. So it's very frightening, actually, that we could spend an entire Seres Yimei Tshuva, an entire Yom HaKippur, and clapping al chet, but because we didn't ask someone for Mechila, we don't get atoned. That could be very frightening, and I think this just puts the burden on us that we have to ask people for Mechila. Amir Chana Me'akash, Yeratzah Kodesh Baruch Hu Zachos Yisrael, Lepikach, Yom HaKippur, Mishkos Shana, Adonai Chofetz Amantzim, Kol Yagdil Sarav Yadir.